News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with David Schmitz, the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of College Station. Word came out to Friday that the College Station Conference Center has been closed due to structural issues, and had a chance to visit with David about how that came about. If you can first just kind of set up the background of how you all determined that the conference center needed to be closed.
Well, several weeks ago, the city had gotten with an engineer group to do an assessment of the conference center building. This was something that they'd been planning to do for a while. And it was done middle of June. And yesterday, we got an email from the engineer outlining the fact that there are several structural issues in the building that he had concerns with, to the point that in his estimation, the building was should not be occupied. It was unsafe. So we got together this morning and actually went up into the ceiling areas and up on the roof and saw for ourselves what the issues were with the facility. And after that, we met and confirmed that, yes, we need to get out of the facility and, move forward from there.
So when you got up to the problem areas, what did you find?
Well, there are several areas in the roof area that look like, there's been many, many years of wear on the roof, and there are several areas where the roof itself is beginning to sag and areas where it could collapse. With the heavy air conditioned units up on top of the roof on the outside, they're starting to cause the roof itself to sag, and there were several areas that currently holding water. And, if we had a big enough rainstorm, there's no telling whether or not the big HVAC units would come through the ceiling or not. So it's something that we're very concerned about, and, we don't want to take the risk.
Visiting with David Schmitz, the Parks and Recreation Director for the city of College Station. Again, the announcement that the College Station Conference Center has been closed due to structural issues. And David, I understand that the Conference Center is actually the combination of two buildings.
It is. The original structure was built back in the 40s, and that's the area that we're most concerned with. And then there was a newer section added on in the 80s. And that section, is okay. The problem is that when people use a facility, you've got to have restrooms available, and the restrooms and offices are all located in the old section where we have the issues with the possibility of the roof caving in.
In addition to the conference space, who's being displaced?
Well, we've got, we do a good rental business, so we've got several different church groups and revivals. We've got companies that come in and do training sessions. We have this weekend, we also had a reunion going on. So we've got several different types of activities happening in the facility. And, we're currently looking at other city facilities we might relocate those activities to. And we've even started looking at what's in the community itself in the private sector that we might be able to help with getting people relocated.
Besides the city employees who run the conference center, are there any other city functions that call or did call the conference center home?
Well, we use it because it's there and has, we've got a lot of meeting space. The city departments have throughout the years used that facility to have meetings and trainings and things like that. Internally, we've got some other facilities that we can move those activities too. So we're not too concerned about the internal. We're much more focusing on our customers.
Again, visiting with David Schmitz, the Parks Recreation Director of the city of College Station. The news coming out Friday that the College Station Conference Center has been closed due to structural issues. And David, now what becomes for the future of the building?
Well, that's something that we're going to have to discuss. The full report is not done yet. They're putting the finishing touches on it, but this part of it, because of the concern for safety, they had to move forward with a recommendation right away that, this is a building we don't want to occupy. So we've taken at least that step. But we should have some numbers for council to look at as early as this Thursday, and you know, we'll get some direction on whether or not we're willing to invest into that building, or if we've got other options.
First time that the city of College Station has experienced something like this, especially being a relatively new city historically?
Well, it's something new for me. You know, normally facilities, you keep up with them. And, you know, if they need work, you keep working with them. But because this facility is so old and these conditions weren't something that were real visible unless you know, were crawling around up in the attic and actually looking at and looking for structural issues, you know, the untrained eye wouldn't have been able to see a lot of this stuff. This all came about because we had the engineers go up and actually start doing an assessment on the building, and you know, they know what they're looking at, and this is where we got this recommendation.
And like you mentioned a little while ago, based on their recommendations, you all went to confirm it, and unfortunately, here we are.
Sure. You know, this is the same as if we were working with a private company. If there was a building that was deemed unsafe, you know, it would be up to them and the city to make sure that, you know, the buildings were vacated until they were in a safe condition. So we're treating ourselves the same as we would any other building out there. So that's the decision that we had to come to.
Again, repeating what you mentioned a moment ago, for those who are looking towards a conference center to host an event, still contact the city because there are options.
There are. We've got the Green Room over at Wolfpin Creek. That's a really nice facility that we can rent. We have Southwood Community Center, which is off of Rock Prairie, which is another facility that we rent. We have some meeting rooms at the Lincoln Center. Internally, we've got several city buildings that, you know, we'll be moving our own department meetings to. But as far as the public's concerned, we may or may not still be able to help them out. So we're going to be looking at as many possibilities as possible with our current commitments. And then, you know, if we have any additional ones come up, if we can't handle them, we'll at least know where to send people so that they can get taken care of.
Thanks again to David Schmitz, the Parks and Recreation Director for the City of College Station, getting us some background about the closure of the College Station Conference Center. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.